This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Parliament of Guyana, Mr. Modi said that the strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He said democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi said during crisis in any country around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to help. He said India has never moved forward with an expansionist mindset. He said today India stands in favour of global development and peace in every way. Mr. Modi said with this spirit, today India has also become the voice of Global South. Prime Minister Modi said today the world is facing numerous challenges including terrorism, drug trafficking and cybercrime. He emphasised that we all must confront these issues collectively to shape a better future for the coming generations. Mr. Modi noted that India's mantra of humanity first inspires it to amplify the voice of the Global South, including at the recent G20 summit in Brazil. Prime Minister Modi said the bond between India and Guyana is special. He said around 180 years ago, an Indian had first come to Guyana, and since then, the two countries have always been close to each other. He said the Indian arrival monument in Guyana is a symbol of this closeness. Mr. Modi said Guyana has given him the highest honour and for this he thanked all the citizens of Guyana. Underscoring India's deep commitment to further strengthening India-Guyana historical ties, Mr. Modi said that Guyana could become the bridge of opportunities between India and the Latin American continent. Mr. Modi invited Guyanese parliamentarians to visit India. Prime Minister Modi was the first Indian Prime Minister to address the special session of the parliament which was convened by Speaker Manzoor Nadir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in the historic Promenade Gardens in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi recalled Bapu's eternal values of peace and non-violence, which continue to guide humanity. The statue was installed in commemoration of Gandhiji's 100th birth anniversary in 1969. The Prime Minister also paid floral tribute at the Arya Samaj Monument. This monument was unveiled in 2011 in commemoration of 100 years of the Arya Samaj movement in Guyana. Prime Minister Modi also visited the Indian Arrival Monument at Monument Gardens in Georgetown. He was accompanied by Prime Minister of Guyana, Brigadier Retired Mark Phillips. Paying homage at the monument, Mr. Modi recalled the struggle and sacrifices of Indian diaspora and their pivotal contribution to preserving and promoting Indian culture and tradition in Guyana. He also planted a Belpatra sapling at the monument. The monument is a replica of the first ship which arrived in Guyana in 1838, bringing indentured migrants from India. It was gifted by India to the people of Guyana in 1991. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda held a meeting with party's national general secretaries in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, party's general secretary B.L. Santosh, Arun Singh, Tarun Chugh, Dushyant Gautam and Vinod Tavre were present. Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, in collaboration with the Department of Telecommunications, has successfully blocked 17,000 WhatsApp accounts linked to cyber criminals operating in Southeast Asia. According to the Union Home Ministry, the initiative aims to disrupt offshore criminal networks and strengthen India's digital security. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav said that the government is looking into all issues to combat high pollution in Delhi NCR. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Yadav said that all concerned ministries are coordinating with each other and monitoring air pollution level. The e-auctions for 9 coal mines commenced yesterday. According to the Union Coal Ministry, on the first day, 5 coal mines were put up for the 10th round of the commercial coal mine auction. Of these, one is a fully explored coal mine, while the remaining 4 are partially explored. The total geological reserves for these 5 mines exceeded 2,630 million tons. And that is the end of this news bulletin.